I look high, I look low, I look in everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
Today I'm headed to the Greenway High School gym in Coleraine, Minnesota, just a few miles northeast of Grand Rapids, to attend a Knockout Hunger event, which is being hosted by three Itasca County Future Farmers of America, or FFA, chapters. The groups represent Greenway, Deer River, and Grand Rapids. And more than 100 people have gathered to learn more about food insecurity, or hunger, in their communities, and to help do something about it by packaging nourishing, non-perishable meals that will be distributed by the local food bank. I first talked with the executive director of the outreach program, which is helping organize the event.
So I'm Sean Hansen. I'm the executive director of the outreach program of Brainerd Lakes. We're located in Nisswa, is where our packing facility is. So we do pack food at our facility in a five-line setup, but we also do remote packing like what we're doing here today in Coleraine. We're super excited to be here with the three schools. We think it's awesome that it's FFA students that are taking care of Itasca County to feed and fill up their food shelves. So today, what we've done is we have set up 10 packing lines here, and the kids are going to pack roughly about 30,000 meals together, along with about 20,000 meals that we brought that are pre-packed. So when we get done, they'll pack two foods today, and then they will bring the other three. So when they go out to their food shelves, they'll have five different meals that they're providing. Our program has been around since 2012, and when we started originally, we were focused on international shipping. And today, our mission has changed, and 80 to 90% of our food stays within a 100-mile radius of the Brainerd Lakes area. So our goal is to end hunger in Minnesota and also provide some help for disaster relief and international. So we'll take 80 to 90% of our food, keep it in Minnesota. We'll take the other 10 to 20% and either go internationally or disaster relief. So disaster relief could be, we went to the Bahamas last year after their hurricane and provided meals. Internationally, we will continue to go to Venezuela, Haiti, and Tanzania. Those are our focuses, but we would go to other countries if the need was there and addressed. Yeah, we package seven different meals. All of them just need boiling water, so all the nutrients, all the ingredients are together in a bag. So these kids are going to be hands-on actually packaging this food. The package that they make will have six meals in it. We're going to box it up. We're going to put 36 of those bags in a box, and then off it goes to the food bank and the food shelves up here in Itasca County. We definitely still have a passion to take care of folks overseas, and we knew that that was there. But 4 or 5 years ago, when we really started to take a deep dive, we realized that even in our home community of the Brainerd Lakes area, so people talk about diversities. What diversities do you have in your communities? So I think that the Itasca County is very similar to us in that we may not have a lot of cultural diversity here, but what we have is we have a big income diversity. We have folks that are kind of high up on the spectrum, but we have a lot of folks that are on the low end of the spectrum. And we make some assumptions, which we should never do, right? There's a saying about that. But really, truly, our goal is twofold. One, we want to feed people. That's our first mission. But truly, our second mission is to get kids involved with our charity. That's been a focus of ours from the beginning. We know that if we take young people today, like these folks that are going to be here, 16 to 18-year-olds, and we give them an opportunity to do community service and community good, someday when you and I see them on the streets when they're in their late 20s or 30s and we ask them, how's your life and what are you doing? Yes, they're going to tell us about their careers and their family. And then they're going to say things like, and did you know I volunteer at Habitat for Humanity? Or I do this for United Way. And then we can look back on that and say, we might have had a piece of that because we wanted to instill in kids that it is part of our social responsibility is to take care of others. So that's the second part of our mission.
I next talked with one of those younger people who was taking a leadership role in today's event.
My name is Alora Demuth. I'm originally from Grand Rapids, Minnesota. I hail from the Grand Rapids FFA chapter, who is partnering with both Deer River and Greenway FFA programs for this incredible event that we have today, which is our first annual Knockout Hunger event. So pretty cool event that we have going on. I was brought in as a moderator for the panel today. So we started this morning with some opening ceremonies from all of our FFA programs that we had, and then deep dove right into a panel with some of our experts in the area, working with things like the probation office, with our Second Harvest Food Bank, all the way over to our social services and things like that. Our experts provided some insight on food insecurity in Itasca County, which is ultimately what we're really looking at here at this event. So as I stated before, this is our first annual event, so we're hoping to do this for many years to come, but an exciting event where we hosted this panel, got a chance to try some meals that some of our families in the area actually have an opportunity to eat from our our food insecurity programs, and then we're actually going to pack meals today. So it was a pretty awesome thing that we were able to do. We set a goal of 60,000 meals, and we're actually closer to 80,000 meals. So something that's pretty incredible for our community. The meals, what we're actually going to be eating prior to packing is we're actually a tomato basil pasta. So I'm pretty excited to try this. One of our teachers from Greenway High School from their ag program fed all of her students before, so they are student approved. So we're very excited to have the opportunity to do that. We actually are working with a program in Brainerd called the Outreach Program, who shipped all of our food this way, helped us coordinate all of this, and eventually is helping us to distribute all of these meals in Itasca County.
So how many people are involved today?
We have been incredibly blessed to have a great turnout so far between the three chapters from our communities in the area. So right now we have a little over 100 students that we have working with this program right now, with actually more groups that are coming in the future. So we're hoping to probably get somewhere between 120 to 150. So we're incredibly excited about the turnout for this event. So I got involved in this. I was a Grand Rapids FFA member my freshman through my senior year, and I had such an incredible opportunity through our FFA programs and also our 4-H as well. And through all of that, I ended up going to college at the University of Minnesota Crookston, where I'm currently studying agricultural education and communications. Through all of my experiences, food security has been something that I've been incredibly interested in, especially through my work with the World Food Prize, which is a huge program based out of Iowa that looks at food security in a global perspective. That was kind of my entrance into all of this, was through my work with those programs and then also being an alum of the Grand Rapids FFA chapter.
So what is FFA? What all does it do?
Yeah, so FFA is one of those things that I really can base everything that I have become from that program. So it's actually a program that stems from agricultural education within our school system. So my personal ag teacher was Sean Linder. So he teaches a series of classes within our high school. My first one that I took was all about world animals. So kind of an interesting topic, didn't really quite know what I was going to expect. But those ag classes that we're involved in then lead us to the National FFA organization. The National FFA organization is the largest student-run organization in the entire United States. Pretty incredible opportunity. Through that, I have been able to be a Minnesota FFA state officer, where I was able to represent over 21,000 agricultural education students and over a little over 11,000 FFA members. So our members that we have participate in a variety of ways, but specifically looking at how agriculture impacts our world today and how we can work to make that better for everyone. So this can come in a variety of different ways, whether that's contests that we compete in. Our chapter has had the opportunity to have a lot of really competitive teams. I went to our national convention and competed in 2016 on our horse judging team. So lots of contests to choose from. There's over 30 that students can be involved in. There's something for absolutely everyone, but nothing compares to the skills that we learn through that program, whether that's being able to speak publicly to a group, facilitate workshops and conversations about those hard issues, but eventually just come out as better members of the agricultural community and to our world today. I just think that for this event in general, we are so incredibly blessed to be in this community. It's something that we are so passionate about and are incredibly excited to be able to work on this initiative, just because this is something that really is hitting home for us. So we're really excited to help out Itasca County with some really incredible people.
For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.